their hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past
with Eric Dallinger
and Carlianna Billings.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Spooktober. Crash, crash, bang, bang. On the Before There Are Hashtags podcast, I am your host, Evil Eric. Ha 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 ha. And I am joined by my co-host, Creepy Carly.
Hello.
And we are recording this on the 1st of September.
What? September? More like October.
Got that. That was dumb.
I'm keeping that. That's so funny. Baby, we are here for Spooktober. We are here
to give you... Oh my god, I can't believe I did that.
I'm here to give you a month of ghoulish glee, of semi-creepy and creepy crawly stories. Things with a little bit of a spookier edge than
spookier
normal.
Spookier edge.
That's for sure.
And in the great words of Anne Green Gables, aren't you glad you live in a world where there's Octobers?
I'm so glad I live in a world where there are Octobers. Very that.
Lucy Maud Montgomery.
Very that.
Canadian icon.
Anne of Green Gables, Canadian legend herself. Love her.
Gee, I'm glad I'm no one else but me.
Jim, glad we're nowhere else but October, truthfully.
What fun things you have planned for your October there, Carly?
Ooh, Eric, well, October's my favorite month. Because it's the best.
I mean, is there any other month?
Is there really any, at least right now, no. I was born in October, Eric, so...
I know, it's your birthday.
I'm excited about that every year.
Carly always has fun themes for her birthday.
Oh, thank you. I hope I can have a fun theme this year, because it feels like that is a possibility more than it was last year, so...
A little possibility!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just planning on hanging out and being spooky and doing, you know, all the fallish things.
Being basic. Listening
love it.
To it's folklore season.
Oh, it's time to get cozy and listen to folklore. Yes.
It's Trixie Mattel video game season.
It's all the best things we love, Eric.
It's pumpkin spice season. Pumpkin
pie
season.
Oh, pumpkin everything season. It's a season to be out in the hay. It's a season to be, you know, wearing boots and wearing sweaters and frolicking. It's just all the best vibes.
Wearing Sherpa, my favorite fabric.
Oh, bust out the sweater weather. It's
yes.
Here, baby.
Going apple picking.
Oh, yeah.
All the fun things.
All the fun things. Nothing but fun things for us.
Do you want to know a little fun science-y fact about apples?
Yes, I do.
So most apple, if you plant in like an apple or an apple seed in your backyard,
yeah,
from one that you got from the grocery store,
to grow a tree, like
all the apples will probably taste really, really bad.
Ooh.
Because most apples are like crab apples. But
that's true.
So all the Macintosh apples that you get,
mm-hmm,
are all from cuttings from one tree.
Yeah.
Like the original Macintosh tree that has been patented.
Yeah.
And basically they've cut pieces off, propagated them, and replanted them, and then they cut pieces off of those propagated. So they're all clones of each other.
Yeah, they don't grow from seed. They don't grow
don't grow apple trees from seed. You'll never get a good-tasting apple tree from seed.
Yeah. Well, did you know, Eric, also that apple trees, the way that we know them, aren't native to North America? Crab apple trees are what were native to North America prior to first contact or colonization. So all the apples that we know and love were brought on over and modified.
Yeah, they've all been genetically modified.
Yeah, yeah. So people who are like, I don't like GMOs, don't eat an apple then, ma'am.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Go have your good crab apples.
Pick a crab apple off the tree in the backyard, Joan.
But I think a lot of people think, like, GMO, like, genetically modified stuff is, like, really crazy.
Yeah, like a synonym for bad.
All it is that they've taken two plants, they've bred them.
Crossbred them.
Crossbred them until they got the product that they wanted.
What do you think a banana is?
Yeah.
The bananas that we have are not bananas.
What do you think goldfish are?
Literally.
Goldfish are, it's basically breeding certain koi fish together until they got
a tiny little goldfish.
Until they kind of got a tiny little goldfish.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
What a wild, wild world we live
in. What a wild world. That was a tangent.
And we love them because
it's
fall and we can do whatever we want. It's
Spooktober. We're telling you about the crazy things of science.
Ooh. Ooh. Science is spooky.
Science can be spooky.
Honestly, it kind of freaks me out a lot.
Yeah.
The more I learn about things, I go, oh no, did I need to know that? You know?
In epileptic patients, they used to split the brain,
mm-hmm.
and then the two sides of the, and it would help them, but they found that the two sides of the body would argue over things.
Ugh.
So, like, you would pick up a chocolate bar, and the other side of the body would hit it out of their hand, because each hemisphere
didn't know what
controls
the other was doing.
Another side of the brain, and they can no longer talk.
Oh, they couldn't work together.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
God. They're at odds.
That is science.
The body is wild. Science is a time for us all.
Go just search on YouTube. It's called You Is Two. And it's...
There you go.
It's so good. It's like the first thing that will pop up.
Love it.
All right. Well, should we get into today's...
Sure.
Time machine and go back by talking 5 minutes about today's pop culture. And
yeah.
Let's just say there is some pretty,
there's some real good tea this week.
Some good tea happened
this
week.
Yeah, so we can go back to the way back to talk about our topic of the day. We'll hop in our time machine, take 5 minutes off the top of the show like we like to every week, and talk about what's going on in pop culture this week. Because that's not what this podcast is about. But we love to indulge.
We love to indulge.
A little indulgence never hurt anybody.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
In going back in our time machine, go back to the way back.
Woo, woo.
In 5, 4,
three, two, one. Oh, yeah.
Well, Britney is well on her way to being free. Bam, bam, bam.
Long time coming.
Yep. Jamie Spears has been officially suspended.
Woo!
From the conservatorship. So
applause.
He's no longer a part of it. The conservatorship is still in place,
yes.
But they have petitioned to remove it. I think it's around November. By the end of the year,
yeah.
Britney should be out of her conservatorship.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, he was the biggest domino, and he's the first to fall. So
yes,
it really is looking good for Britney right now. It's looking good to be Britney right now.
Free Brit, and her and Sam Asghari, her
yeah.
boyfriend, have been on vacation, and she did
her
write
fiance.
Her fiance, sorry, mm. yes, did write on Instagram that she is on cloud 9.
Aww.
Sort of didn't like mention why, but
no,
we know
everyone
why.
Knows why. It's in the media.
We know.
It's very clear.
She also posted some very suggestive photos on Instagram.
Miss Ma'am.
Where she just had little emoji flowers over
good for
her breast that says, hey.
Hey, live your
free
life, girl.
Free Britney. She can be liberated in
right?
any way she wants.
Free Britney. Free her nipple if she wants. Why not?
You know what? I heard a really good... I was watching an interview with Dr. Drew, who, I mean, he's questionable.
Right.
But he did say one thing that I really liked about the Free Britney movement. And he was like, no matter what you think about Jamie and why he did what he did, because he was actually very sympathetic to Jamie, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
But he did say, no matter what you think, Britney has been in this conservatorship for too long, and she does deserve her freedom. And we shouldn't be too critical on it if there is a few backsteps. She is
yeah.
somebody with some mental health problems, and there are going to be some setbacks once in a while, and that's okay. She should have the right to make those mistakes.
Totally. She should have right to be herself, no matter what that self is that she portrays to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like, we are free to be you and me, but here she is being controlled in a way that doesn't allow her to express herself. No matter the way she expresses herself, we're not to judge, you know. And I think that's something that has shifted in the media since she entered her conservatorship, is that the media sometimes, dependent on who you are, is sympathetic to certain people when they are
going
experiencing
through things.
Certain things. Yeah,
yeah.
Especially with like mental health and also just like weirdness. And fun, being fun. Also, because she's a fun gal.
She's a fun...
And that's, like, the thing.
You know
like...
what? I watched the docu... Because there's been so many
oh,
documentaries.
Yeah.
So
I watched them.
I watched two new okay. documentaries. So there's Britney versus Spears.
Right, the Netflix
on Netflix.
One.
And then the New York Times put out a sequel to Framing Britney Spears called
yes.
Controlling Britney Spears.
Yes.
And so I watched them both.
Okay.
And, yeah, just... It was crazy how much they tried to control her. I'm trying to think of all the... Just, like, the security, like, so, like, her phone was being mirrored, which means that, like, they could read
another phone,
everything.
Another phone is her phone.
Yeah.
Everything that she's doing on one is happening on the another phone that someone else has access to.
There's, like, I believe cameras in her bedroom. So
Heard about that.
Yeah.
That was one of the big things that they brought up against Jamie in court, I believe. Is he had her security detail, or he had someone pay, he paid someone with her money to put cameras in her room.
Her longtime assistant, who you would recognize her, she's in the Baby One More Time video. She's the principal in the Baby One More Time video. They told her that Brittany was mad at her and didn't want to see her anymore.
Yeah.
And so she went on the tour, but basically when Brittany was in the room, she would never be in the room with her.
Because they made it seem like she doesn't want to see you.
Yeah. And then one time they crossed paths and Brittany gave her like ran at her and gave her like full body hug.
Yeah.
Which just shows that they like were lying to her to keep her away because they felt that she was a bad influence on her. Because
she was probably a good influence on
her. She was probably actually a good influence on her and made her question the conservatorship.
Totally. That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things like Brittany wanted, there's a story, and they kind of buried the woman, she was the head of wardrobe for the circus tour, and the Piece of Me Vegas residency, and they buried the lead on it. They talked about how Brittany really wanted this pair of shoes, and they kept telling her, Brittany, you don't have the money, you don't have the money. Your allowance doesn't allow you to buy those shoes.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the woman was like, I will buy you the shoes and put it through wardrobe for you.
Yeah.
The shoes were Skechers.
Oh!
They were
Skechers are the bargain basement brand shoe of the world.
They weren't Louboutins.
The whole story, I thought
it was Louboutins or Jimmy Choo's, like, something.
Something that costs money.
Costs, like, $10,000 for a pair of shoes.
Skechers, great, reliable shoes.
Yeah, we're talking $50 shoes at most.
At max, probably more like a $30, $25 pair of shoes. Especially at that time. Wow. They literally are like, no, you can't have a $50. Like, sorry, you can't have Skechers, ma'am.
She was making like $1 million per show.
They sell Skechers at like Walmart. Like, there's no reason why. They're one of the most accessible, quote unquote, accessible shoes. Brands. Like, that's their thing. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we should get into Spooktober now that we've gone back to the way back.
I just wanted to open that. Give me a second.
Carly just opened up her Coke Zero with her teeth.
Because my nails are too long.
I would have done it for you.
That's true. I just didn't want to bother you.
Oh my gosh. Too much.
It's fine. It was easy.
Speaking of Coke, go listen to last week's episode if you haven't.
Ooh, it was a good one. It was a new Coke.
All right, well, let's get into today's topic. Today we are talking about the mysterious true crime unsolved mystery of one Natalie Wood's death.
Yes, the death of Natalie Wood. So Natalie Wood was born on July 20th, 1938. She was an American actress. She was famous as all hell. She was the recipient of 4 Golden Globes. She had 3 Academy Award nominations. She started acting, Eric, at age 4, when she was a wee baby. Mm-hmm.
And by age 8, she was in Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, she plays the little girl in the movie, and she's so good. Like,
she's
for a
so
child
cute.
Actor, she's so cute, and she's so good.
And Christmas classic.
It's a totally a classic.
Also, interesting, she was born to Russian immigrants.
Sure
and
was.
And her born name was... I'm going to try to pronounce
Go
this.
Go for it.
Natalia Nikolovska Zamakorinko.
Okay.
That's my best attempt at...
Russian?
Russian.
That's pretty good.
Her name was Katrina. What is it?
Katerina
Petrovna Zamalochikova.
But your dad just calls me Natalie Wood.
No, we're just kidding.
Katerina. No. But yeah, but she... was definitely Russian. She was born in, I believe, San Francisco, where she grew up. Not too far from Hollywood, which makes sense where she ended up where she did, in my mind. Because in my mind, California, you live anywhere in California, you're definitely going to end up in Hollywood. Why wouldn't you? You know?
Other,
I mean, that doesn't make sense, but in my brain,
yeah,
definitely makes sense.
Other famous credits that she has include Well, a Best Supporting Actress nomination for Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah, in 1955. Totally.
John Ford's The Searchers. And our favorite movie.
Yeah, she's maybe most remembered for her role as Maria
in West Side Story. And famously, we brought this up in a previous episode, but she did not sing her own part.
That's right. We did bring it up in a previous episode.
In our Mary Poppins episode.
That's right. The legendary. Oh my God.
Marnie Nixon.
I was like, Marnie not Nixon. Mina. Not Mina. Carly, say Mina. Marnie Nixon. The legendary Marnie Nixon.
She was also in Gypsy.
Yes.
Splendors in the Grass.
Totally. So much to her career, honestly.
So much to her career. Sex and the Single Girl.
Right? We could spend this whole episode on her career alone.
But we won't.
This is just a precursor to what's going on. And maybe nowadays, to new and different generations, she is most known for her mysterious and horrible
death.
All right. Which is what we're getting into today.
Yeah, we're going to get into this. Because it's Spooktober.
And there's a lot. So, before we talk about her death, I just want to mention some of her relationships very quickly. She was married in 1957 to actor Robert Wagner. Remember that name? Robert Wagner.
Remember it. Yes, it comes up. And then...
They were divorced 10 months later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so quick marriage.
Later, she married a talent agent by the name of...
She sure did. She married British producer Richard Gregson in 1969.
Yes, but then would eventually divorce him.
Yep.
And come back to Wagner.
Yeah, they were divorced, her and Gregson, in 1971, and she remarried Robert Wagner at the end of January of 1972, pretty much right after her divorce was finalized.
Yes. Well, I'm going to bring it back, actually, to her childhood.
Because let's do it.
I have some interesting things that came up.
Oh.
That relate to her death.
I have a feeling I know what you're talking about.
So, Natalie Wood's mother was very controlling.
Totally.
And basically, and one of the reasons why she was very controlling is that she was very superstitious.
Yeah.
And she brought Natalie one time to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller told her that Natalie would be most likely killed by drowning.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, she would die in dark water.
In dark water. Yes.
Which is so ominous. That is terrifying.
Yeah. So she had this fear of dark water. Her mother did. But she put this onto Natalie.
Yeah.
And in one point, Natalie wanted to go over on a footbridge. And actually, the bridge broke and Natalie fell into the water and luckily survived. But it instilled that fear of dark water into Natalie.
Totally.
Hi, plane. Sorry.
Hold for plane.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Yeah. Okay, that was some Blackpink for you. We don't have the rights to sing the rest. Where was I? Yes, and she fell into this dark water. She luckily survived, but since then, she had such a fear of water that she was afraid to wash her hair and refused to go into pools.
Yeah, she couldn't swim, Eric. She wouldn't swim.
Yeah.
Nor could she swim. And also, not to mention, she grew up in a really tumultuous way. She suffered from a lot of things throughout her life, including abuse as a child, psychological abuse, also a little bit of, you know, that you're gonna die in dark water, like, terrifyingness. She also suffered sexual abuse, as well as paranoias, and also, this is something about her and Robert Wagner real quick. She publicly and famously took the fall for the ending of their marriage the first time around.
Yeah.
Because people thought the tabloids essentially reported that she cheated on Robert Wagner with Warren Beatty, who is her co-star of the movie they were working on at the time.
Well, let's just say the jealousy factor is very key to her death.
Totally. Though, interestingly enough, there's a really interesting biography written by Suzanne Finstad that was released right after her death, about a year after, called Natasha, which is basically the definitive biography on Natalie Wood. It's also been rewritten 20 years later, which I believe it was re-released last year.
Mm-hmm.
And with, like, additional supposed information and sources, etc. And apparently the reason their first marriage actually ended was because Natalie allegedly found him in their home with another man.
Oh!
I know!
Oh my goodness.
Drama.
Drama.
Yeah. And so apparently, yeah, she woke up, like, the next day in a hospital, like, distraught and being, yeah. So she suffered a lot from, through her life, through her mental health, through various, you know, ailments and troubling times, and I believe suicide attempts as well. You know, it's not easy being a child star and transitioning to be a very successful adult star. Speaking of Britney, we all know that whenever we talk about child stars, it seems that they don't come out unscathed, as we've talked about plenty on this podcast.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that's just a bit about early Natalie Wood and what she was dealing with all the way up to her death.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's just get some facts about her death out of the way.
Yeah.
So Natalie Wood died November 29th, 1981.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's when her body was found.
Yeah, that morning.
That morning at 7:30 a.m. She was found face down in the Pacific Ocean, 200 yards away from Blue Cavern Point on Catalina Island.
Totally. So that weekend, she...
Sorry, one more thing.
Go ahead.
She was found wearing a red down jacket, a flannel nightgown, and blue wool socks.
Not something to swim in.
No, definitely not.
This is not swimming attire. This is I'm going to bed attire. So why was she found 1.6 kilometers away from the boat she was on? Why was she on a boat in Catalina, near the Catalina Islands? What was going on? So in the 1970s, when she was remarried to Robert Wagner, she kind of took a bit of a break from Hollywood for a while.
Yes.
She had a few projects she worked on throughout the years, but she basically took a lot of time to raise her family. Here comes the 1980s. She's kind of getting really back into the swing. It's a little
bit
like...
I'm back, baby.
She's back again. It's a bit of her reemergence. So she is working at the time, in 1983, on a project called Brainstorm, which would prove to be her very last project. Because, like you said, at age 43, wow, on a weekend away, on a boat trip to St. Catalina Island, on her husband's 58 motor yacht called Splendor, she died under mysterious circumstances.
So, what had happened, too, was that... Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here's the fun stuff. So, Brainstorm co-starred Christopher Walken.
Sure did.
You might
Who
know
we
him.
All know, probably.
Yeah, he was very, very sick at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only fever was more cowbell. Sorry, that was an SNL joke.
That was really good. That was really good, more cowbell. Oh, that was good.
He's this big actor. He's been in so many things. And I think the thing that he's the most famous for is more cowbell.
More cowbell.
I have a fever. And the only cure is more cowbell.
I also think of... This is terrible, but the role I think of when I think of him... Not terrible. I just think of him in Hairspray. He
oh, yeah.
He plays the dad
no.
in Hairspray.
For our generation,
like,
he's...
For me, that's who he is.
He's Wilmer in Hairspray.
Yes. I know he's, like, this, like, celebrated... astute actor.
Yeah, and a tap dancer.
Very talented man. But for me, he will be, you know, in the Hardy Har Hut.
Tracy Turnblad's dad.
Tracy Turnblad's tiny, skinny dad. That's who he is to me.
Dancing with John Travolta.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
That's the one for me. But this is the 80s, so he wasn't that yet. He didn't have any more cowbell. He didn't have the Hardy Har Hut. But he was in Brainstorm with Natalie Wood.
Yes. Okay. So, he was not sick. That was just a joke.
He was fine. He was doing great.
On a weekend off from filming Brainstorm.
Yes.
Wagner and Wood invited Christopher Walken onto their boat. Rumors of the event say that Wagner was suspicious that Walken and Wood were having an affair.
Right.
And so he wanted to invite Christopher Walken onto the boat
to
be like, what's going on, to suss it out.
Right.
But sort of the kicker is that Natalie Wood was also suspicious that Wegner was having an affair with his co-star, Stephanie Powers, at the time. So
there's
a lot of jealousy, a lot of suspicion. Yeah. Going around.
A very tumultuous relationship they had. Mm-hmm. Very back and forth, hot and cold, it feels like. At least from the outside and from the research, what I know. But on the boat that day were Robert Wagner, co-star Christopher Walken, and also Captain Dennis Davern.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, was, I almost said piloting, who was, you know, the captain of the boat.
Captain
who
of the boat.
Making the boat do boat.
Who considered himself a family friend of Wagner and Wood because he drove their boat and they were our ship.
They were yachters.
They were yachters. Yeah. They became good friends.
Absolutely.
Now, so on the first night, there was a fight on board.
Allegedly,
there was a fight on the first night of the cruise. And so Dennis Davern took Natalie Wood off the boat to shore and spent a night with her in a hotel room, which is interesting because when the police interviewed him, he first denied this and said that he did not spend, that they all slept on the boat that first night.
Yeah.
But the police already knew
that wasn't the case.
Yeah. That they had the receipts that he was in a hotel room with Natalie Wood. Later, they both, or he would claim she was dead.
I don't think she could claim much.
He claimed that even though that they spent a night in a hotel room together, that they did not sleep together. They spent the night drinking wine and conversing.
Just chatting and hanging out.
Because
again, he's a family friend. They know each other well. Yeah.
This is all to say that he is not a reliable witness. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair... Yeah, well, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it a little bit more.
About the situation of him.
So everybody on the boat, so he takes her back, and they, the next day, go off the boat again, all of them, to a bar, and they're all drinking, including the captain. That is a big no-no, first of all.
Yeah, it's your one job is to, you know, make sure that people are staying alive. So I don't think it's for you to, you know, indulge.
Yeah. They said as a table, they drank 2 bottles of wine, 2 bottles of champagnes, and 2 bottles of champagne, sorry, grammar, and
so many champagnes.
Had many daiquiris.
I mean, that sounds like a good Friday night.
That sounds like a good Friday night.
That sounds like a party. But on a boat, a little sus.
Waiters at the restaurant claim that they were not always in a good mood while conversing at the table.
Totally. Tensions seem to be a little high or off or, you know.
Yeah.
Not just jovial champagne vibes.
Later that night, they get taken back to the boat, and from surrounding ships claim that they heard loud noises coming from the ships, and including a woman's voice saying, "Help me, please, help me," and a voice returning back sarcastically saying, "Okay, honey, we'll get you," in a very sarcastic voice.
Mm.
Now, there's basically 2 theories on what happened. So, one theory is that Walking and Wagner had they were having a political debate. It wasn't mean, it wasn't bad-spirited, it was just a debate. But Natalie Wood was kind of bored by this, so she went off to bed.
Yes.
And
she went earlier to bed.
Yeah. And then when Wagner would go to check on her and kiss her goodnight, she was gone.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history.
And then she was really gone. Yeah.
So what is believed to have happened in this theory is that she went to tie the tender of the boat off. And she fell into the water, and her jacket was so heavy because of the down that it filled with water and absorbed the water and weighed her down, and there she died.
And again, she can't swim. So
there were seen scratches on the boat that suggest that she was trying to climb aboard, but she was through exhaustion and hypothermia, couldn't.
So it also begs to be mentioned that when her body was recovered, she was also found near the boat's small inflatable dinghy, which was rather nearby to her. And apparently the autopsy on her body revealed that she had bruises on her body and arms.
And a cut on her cheek.
Yeah, a little abrasion on her left cheek. But no indication as to how or when these injuries occurred. The coroner also mentioned that her blood alcohol level was 0.14%, with traces of motion sickness pills and painkiller in her bloodstream, which what led him to this sort of theory-ish, which the LA coroner Thomas Noguchi ruled that her cause of death was accidental drowning and hypothermia, saying that Natalie might have slipped when she went to try and tie off the dinghy or get in the dinghy or, you mm-hmm. know, do some dinghy things.
But, so, there's algae that forms on the steps, yeah. and that algae creates almost an ice-like surface for the steps, and therefore sure. it's very likely that she fell while trying to get in the dinghy to tie it up. Mm-hmm. But the coroners all, or the investigators also noticed that there wasn't a footprint on the steps, and therefore was sort of highly unlikely that she had actually tied it up.
Yeah, that she'd actually gotten to the dinghy herself.
Also, it's important to note the ship, or the dinghy, or I'm calling it a dinghy, is that fair?
Yeah.
It's the tender.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's the little boat that you take when you're not on the yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was rubber, so it's sort of suspicious because it was rubber, it would have made a big noise crashing into the ship and wouldn't have needed to be tied up tighter to the boat.
Yeah.
So that's why people are like, well, why would she go and tie it up when she's afraid of water? Because that's yeah. her sister. Yeah, her mm-hmm. sister said that about it, that she feels like this is highly unlikely because she couldn't swim and was afraid of water. And therefore, why would she go out if, A, it wasn't making a noise.
Yeah.
And she was terrified of it. Yeah. Why would she be the one to do this?
Her sister Lana literally said she never would have left. Also, people were like, well, she probably got in and left. She said she never would have left on the dinghy alone. Because, or cared about, yeah, tying it up. Because she was freaking scared.
Yeah.
Of water. At night, in her nightgown, she's not in the business of tying off a dinghy.
No.
That doesn't make much sense.
So this, of course, brings us to theory two.
Sure.
So, it is believed that this political debate eventually rose into a full-on argument, with the captain quoted Wagner saying to Walking, Jesus Christ, what are you trying to do? Fuck my wife?
Yeah.
Also, there was a broken bottle found on the ship in which Wagner originally said that, oh, it was rough seas and must have fallen over, but he later admitted to smashing it himself mm-hmm. onto the floor. So most of this account comes from the captain, Dennis, which he is a highly unreliable narrator, as he wasn't very forthcoming about information to the cops, especially about spending the night with Natalie the night before, and also he would periodically release information to tabloids rather than talking to police.
Yeah, and so he also is somebody who more than once kind of flip-flopped on his story.
Yeah.
Though has been, in my mind, more consistent with time.
Well, yeah, and his story actually matches closer.
Hold for plane.
Hold for plane. So back to theory two.
Yes.
So yeah, but Dennis's story is closer to everybody else's story, including Walking's version.
Yeah.
So the couple fights. Walking claims that they made up, but Dennis, Davern. I should refer to him by his last name. Dennis Davern.
DD. But not very good at it.
He claims they didn't make up. And that, so he, at 11:30, goes to the bridge. And Wagner comes up and tells the captain not to turn on the floodlights and not to turn on the engines. And Wagner, at this time, looks sweaty and like he's been in a tussle. He claims this is because he tied up the boat.
Right.
And that is why he looks sweaty and
that's why he looks
stuff.
like he had been doing something other than sitting and sipping champagne.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, so it is believed, kind of through hearsay, that the argument went to the back, like this, where the boat was tied up.
Yeah.
And he, of course, pushed her in. And that is why.
That's the biggest. This is alleged situation.
And that is why that she has the cut on her cheek, as well as the superficial bruising on her legs and arms.
Which don't make much sense.
Don't make much sense. Because you don't kind of bruise when you drown.
No. Like, people were, at first would say, like, oh, she was dashed upon the rocks. But it's like, but you would have different impact that if that was the case. So. Yeah, so it's a very sus situation. And, yeah, so Christopher Walken is someone who doesn't speak about it publicly pretty much at all.
Yeah. Sorry. They had around 7 to 8 glasses of wine, and her blood alcohol level was around 1.4.
Yeah, 0.14.
0.14, yes.
Yeah, percent. Absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Did I say 1.4?
Yeah, I was like, and that is what killed her.
That is what killed her. She had alcohol poisoning. Sorry.
Her blood was replaced with alcohol.
0.14.
Yeah, totally. And so, yeah, the way that people who were there talk about it is Christopher Walken doesn't talk about it. And Captain Dennis Davern, as you said, has kind of flip-flopped. He first said that he heard them arguing, and when he first said that, Warner denied that publicly, and later, yeah, Dennis Davern kind of recanted the whole, you know, they fought, we went away, also, oh yeah, they weren't fighting, but because he's flip-flopped so much, the case was reopened.
Yes, in 2011.
And that was around the time when Dennis told police that he lied during the original investigation. So what? A lot of this came out years and years and years and years and years later, as we're talking about now. And he also, at that time, said that he witnessed Natalie Wood flirting with Christopher Walken. And that really made Warner jealous. And he got very enraged. And that, like you said, Wagner wouldn't allow him. This is the time when he let the police know. Wagner wouldn't allow him to turn on the floodlights. You know, really do anything.
And called the Coast Guard very late.
Yes, absolutely. And so then that prompted because her original death certificate said accidental drowning and hypothermia. Because, interesting though, because the LAPD, though that is what they allowed on the death certificate, also supposedly knew her death wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
Like, we know the corruption in the LAPD and in most police, jurisdictions goes way, way back. But specifically, the LAPD is notorious for, you know, being bad at their jobs and, you know, systemic violence and all that. But doesn't apply here, but that's just in general. A general note. But, yeah, they knew, apparently, that her death wasn't an accident, but they also didn't really investigate it. They just didn't look into it. They're like, no, it's fine. It'll be accidental drowning. That sounds good enough for us. Case closed.
Yeah.
These are rich people being involved. We won't get involved in it. And so, but interestingly enough, because time passed, in 2012, her death certificate was changed to say drowning and other undetermined factors.
Yes.
Ooh! Juicy!
But they also have sort of decided that Wagner is not a suspect.
In 2018, though, he was named a person of interest.
Interesting.
So I think publicly it was out for a while. Because the thing, too, is Wagner, throughout the years, he released a biography. He released an autobiography where in some of it he let spill some extra details that he hadn't let spill to the cops and whatnot.
Right.
And so it's led people to be more and more suspect of him throughout the years.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in 2018, he was officially deemed a person of interest. Essentially, you know, kind of, in my mind, solidifying what people have been thinking for a long time, is he pushed her.
Yeah.
He pushed her.
Now, it's interesting because her sister defends Wagner, but also says alcohol can make people do strange things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they have a really interesting relationship.
Yeah.
Her sister and Wagner. Totally. Because, yeah, her sister truly believes, has gone on now to say, oh yeah, my sister was murdered, but also has come out in support and defense of Wagner.
So who does she think it is? The captain?
Well, I don't know. It is this weird thing where it was like all three men on the ship were believed to have been in somewhat
some kind of relationship.
Some kind of relationship with her.
Well, that's kind of the way that, like, it's also a very Hollywood portrayal of those relationships, too. Of course, this very desirable woman would be desired by these three men, these manly men. Of course, all three of them are in some sort of, you know, salacious relationship with her. But, like, truthfully, I just think that, in my mind of minds, that Natalie lived an unfortunately difficult life in her relationships, and she had a tough time with mental health, and I think that she got caught up in with people who harmed her.
Yeah.
And we won't truly know until somebody knows.
Unfortunately, this is one of those unsolves where we are not going to be able to provide you with an answer. It is a mystery. Christopher Walken continues to claim that there was no foul play and doesn't really talk about the incident and sort of refuses to comment on it beyond the fact that he doesn't believe that there was any foul play.
Though his thing, too, is he did lawyer up when it was reopened in 2011, though the police never considered him a person of interest.
No.
And he's also been apparently cooperative with the police and not, you know, hindered justice or, you know, obstructed justice or anything. He just is somebody who doesn't talk about it. Because how would you, like, it's such a scandal. Can you imagine being in your career, young in your career and strong in your career, all of a sudden you're on a boat somewhere with a friend and her husband and she goes missing and is found drowned. Like, that is terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Like, the fallout of that. Like, honestly, I think if he was a woman, he wouldn't have recovered.
There is like some thoughts that maybe the reason why people didn't go after Wagner so hard was because he was a public figure and people really liked him. He had a strong public image.
Yeah.
So people, it couldn't be him. Like, he's such a nice guy.
He's the grieving husband. How could he have done that? I know him. He's on these things I watch. And it's like, you don't know people. They're Hollywood. You don't know them, truly.
Hollywood
is dark.
It's dark.
It's so dark. And this is just, one ripple in the darkness of Hollywood. And it's, tragic. And honestly, a little upsetting that the biggest thing Natalie Wood is considered for today is the way that she died. It's pretty sad.
Well, you know what? Let's hope. And I mean, let's hope that with the new West Side Story coming up, that people will discover the old West Side Story and
she's
learn.
She's so great in it.
She is so great.
She's so cute. She doesn't sing.
She doesn't sing.
Let's be serious.
And she's not Latino.
No, not at all.
She's Russian.
But she's adorable.
She's adorable.
And she's classic Maria.
Chino.
Si vengo, papa. Like, she's so. She's so funny.
She's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Si vengo, papa. And you. Only you, you're the only thing I'll see. It's very clearly not the same person. It's my favorite. I love it.
She dances it beautifully.
She's so beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And she has such heart, too. I think that's the sad thing. Because she is this, like, beautiful, lovely ingenue that people loved and grew up with. And then...
Yeah, people knew her from the age of 8.
Everyone knew her.
Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean. Like, that was her. She was a teenager in that. Like, people saw
they saw her grow up. She was like become a person.
A Britney Spears, a Hilary Duff. Like, people saw her throughout their entire lives grow up in front of their eyes.
Totally.
Into a beautiful woman and an actress.
Yeah.
So it's
celebrated.
It's tragic. Academy Award nominee.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Golden Globe nominee.
Golden Globe winner.
Winner.
Three-time winner, baby.
Winner. Chicken.
Dinner. But it's just so shocking to me. Also, something that I think is really neat, and I don't know how true it is. Apparently, also, Natalie Wood haunts the yacht. Possibly. So, apparently,
Wait, are we on Ghosts Are Everywhere?
Wait, is this Ghosts Are Everywhere? Apparently in 2014, the boat was up for sale because the then owner has said that he experienced some weirdness on the boat. And he was like, the vibes are weird. I think there's a ghost. So he said, and I quote, "I've been hurt twice on the boat mysteriously, weird falls. It's just like my feet came out from under me and I fell." He's also said that he felt an unsettling presence in one of the bedrooms while on a trans-Pacific trip to Hawaii. He said, "Something sat down on the bed and then left."
You know, I love this. The story begins with a little bit of supernatural with the fortune teller and ends with a little bit of supernatural.
Just a dash.
Just a dash. Just to make it perfect for Spooktober.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. Though, again, I don't know how true or valid any of that is, but it's interesting nonetheless. But yeah, yeah. I just think that we're... It's one of those things that's not done. It's one of those things that is a big question mark. Also, a lot of people think that...
Well, I learned about it on BuzzFeed Unsolved, so right. It is unsolved!
That's right. Oh, yeah, the amount of content. I love talking about this Natalie Wood situation because I just find it so interesting. I always have. But another thing that I don't know if we mentioned, that the reason that if people are like, oh, if Wagner pushed her, how did the dinghy get there? People think he just, like, tossed the dinghy in after her as to, like, stage it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Right? It's kind of interesting.
It's always sad to think about where those stars could have been if they didn't
have such a...
If they didn't pass.
Sad demise.
Yeah. Well,
she was only 43. She was very young.
Well, I think about that about Brittany Murphy, too. Like, people say Brittany Murphy should have won an Academy Award. Like, she was
brilliant.
She was brilliant.
Love her. Rolling with the homies.
Go listen to our Brittany Murphy episode.
That's another spooky one if you're in the spooky mood.
Yeah.
And you can't wait till next week. But yeah, it's just so... Yeah, there is something that's very compelling about a mystery and a Hollywood mystery. Especially when it involves, beautiful people, a scary boat, something that's just a little off or out of the ordinary.
And I feel very connected to it because I've been watching Below Deck.
That's right. It's very in your wheelhouse right now.
I know that captain should not have been drinking because you do not drink on charter. You do not. But also it's drinking and driving.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that he is responsible because of a crash, but maybe the response would have been quicker if he was sober.
Yeah. Also, do we know if they were on anchor or not? I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think they might have been.
I think because people were sleeping, they were.
Yeah, I can only assume. And especially, they didn't, drive anywhere or go anywhere.
No.
It's not a sailboat, so I'm assuming they were on anchor.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's the... mysterious death of Natalie Wood.
I hope you enjoyed learning about this. I hope you
just a little something,
enjoyed
something.
Our little spooky ookie story. I feel like Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
Oh.
Evie's one of those spooky ookie queens.
That's us, spooky ookie queens.
More you than me.
We're just a couple of spooky ookie queens. Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I enjoy it.
You get into it.
I can get into it.
You get up in the gig. Yeah. I'm an accidentally spooky queen.
Well, I guess we've moved on to pop picks.
I think it's that time of the night, baby. What are your pop picks of the week,
Oh, you're making
pal?
Me go
Let's do
first.
It. Of course I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but actually, before we do pop picks, scratch that. I got a lot of my information tonight from a wonderful Vanity Fair article that goes more in depth about Natasha, which is the... re-released, I guess, biography of Natalie Wood, which I honestly want to read now. So that's pretty cool. And the Wikipedia page. So just shout out to that.
Yes. I also got some from a Miss Mojo video.
Love that.
Like a top 5 facts you don't know about Natalie Wood.
I love that.
Yeah. And of course, Wikipedia fills in a little bit of
classics. Yeah.
A more about her career than maybe her death.
And timestamps.
All
that kind of stuff. Yeah.
All right, well, pop picks.
I think it's time for pop picks, baby. It's that time of the night.
Yeah.
It's that time of the episode.
Well, my pop picks. What am I watching? Well, I talked about Q-Force last week, and I'm continuing to watch Q-Force.
That's
which
good.
Which is good. It is fun. Mm. I recently... I know I've said it before, but I'm going to plug them again.
Do it.
I Love the Try Guys. I watched the video about Eugene going to the Met Gala.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. That's
I had, cool. This is not a pot pick, but I really want to watch Squid Game games on Netflix, but I'm also terrified and don't want to watch it. Have you heard of this game?
No,
this...
tell me about it.
Oh,
is it like horror or something?
Well, it's a Korean drama, but it's
ooh,
like
a K-drama.
A K-drama.
Love that.
But it's not like a tradition. It's so
okay.
Because I haven't watched it yet. I don't know all the. But it's kind of Hunger Games like.
Oh.
But it's, so you play the Squid Game. And it's like all these like childhood games.
Okay.
But they die.
Kind of like Jumanji.
Yeah, but they like.
Oh, but there's but like, it's like to the death.
To the death.
I got you. It's like Jumanji Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't watched it because I'm... It's all
scared
people,
of it.
It's all people that are in debt and they get, like, invited to play the Squid Game and they don't know that it's, like...
Oh, they don't know that they're gonna die.
But it looks so good. It looks so intriguing.
So it's like a Mr. Beast video, but they die.
But they die. Yeah.
It's like they could win $1 million, but they... It turns out they're gonna die.
So it's not my pot pick, but I want to shout it out because I do want to watch it, but I'm also terrified.
Friends of the pod, if you watch it, let us know how you feel
about
it.
Yeah,
let Eric know so he can watch it.
Yeah. And I know that awesome. I'm into a lot of Korean stuff, but it just looks
genuinely
compelling.
Yeah.
Very compelling. And I've heard good things, but I'm scared.
Yeah, that's fair. There's a spider right the pillow beside you.
There's a spider on the pillow. Hi, friend. That's okay.
Okay, I'm just letting you know.
Carly, what are your pot picks?
Oh boy, my pot picks. Let's see. I am really into, you know, all things spooky ooky. I kind of got into my spooky picks last week. And I'm going to continue some spooky picks this week. I really think that everybody should watch the movie Practical Magic. It's so cute.
Ooh.
It's a witchy. It's from the 90s. It has Sandra Bullock. And what's her face? Is her
where
sister.
Can they stream that? Is there a place? Or?
So the thing is, it's not one that I have found.
Oh, you have the DVD
yet? No, I haven't. Just burned in my brain. It's just my favorite. I love it.
You just sit there and watch it in your head.
I just think about it and I go, "Good movie, good movie." No, but I don't have an exact spot to watch it currently, an exact streaming site that I can think of. But it's great, and I think everyone should seek it out. It's very, like, spoopy, if you will.
Spoopy.
It's not scary. It's just kind of sweet and witchy. Yeah.
Witch to Kitch.
It has, like, the song Faith Hill, This Kiss, in it. It's like, this kiss, this kiss. It's so 90s. It's so cute.
Love the 90s.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, this has been a fun episode. A little bit shorter than usual, but that's okay.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you just gotta be a little chill.
You know what? The BuzzFeed Unsolved video is 20 minutes, so you got a lot more out of this than that.
Yeah, get wrecked, BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Yeah, F you, BuzzFeed.
Take that. Oh, actually, you know what? My pop pick will also be Watcher, speaking of BuzzFeed Unsolved. Watcher, which is Shane and Ryan's from BuzzFeed Unsolved
channel, yes.
Yeah.
I plug the Try Guys.
I really love their show that they have on there called Puppet History. I think it's very funny.
Cool.
They have, like, this puppet called the Professor, and then they have people competing, guessing a story from history. It's fun. It's
really
fun.
Oh, I thought it was about dogs.
Oh, well.
Or, like, puppy play. Wink, wink.
No.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Oh, God. That's the scariest thing I've heard today. No. It's very funny. You learn a lot, but also it's silly. They have a video
video about kink last night.
That's on your brain. That's
so
your,
it's a little
that's
on
your
my
pop
brain.
Pick.
It was Mike MGTV, who was on Lindsay Lohan's Beach House.
Ooh.
Now he has his own YouTube channel.
Tying it back. In the back to our pals. Love that. Yeah, so that's my other pop pick, I guess. It's pretty good. But there's also a show that they do called Dish Granted, where Steven from, you know, BuzzFeed Worth It?
Mm-hmm.
Steven,
yes.
He's the third guy from the Watcher channel.
Okay.
The three of them establish it together, I think. It's her company. And he does this show called Dish Granted, where he makes the most elaborate food for people. And it's pretty amazing. He grants their dish. He says, your dish is granted. That's the whole thing. It's cute. Anyways.
Well, that's the end of our first Spooktober episode.
Spooktober.
This has been Evil Eric. Ha! 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 Ha!
Ha! Creepy Carly. Woo!
Do you like our alliterations?
Eric thought of them.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, I dance. Over the summer, I would call myself Evil Eric to my students.
That's funny.
And they would literally ask, so do we call you Mr. Eric or Evil Eric? And I was like, either one works.
You're like, they're the same to me.
They're the same.
They're both me, in case you're asking.
Yeah. All right, friends. Signing off. Goodbye.
Good. Bye.